This is People First Radio On Demand, podcasts, streaming, and MP3 downloads, available when you want to listen at chly.ca and at the People First Radio website.
CHLY 101.7 FM, Vancouver Island. On the web, www.chly.ca.
British Columbia lawyers voted overwhelmingly on June the 10th, 2014, in favor of a motion directing the Law Society of British Columbia to declare that Trinity Western University is not an approved faculty of law. Trinity Western is a religious university widely seen as practicing discrimination against gay and lesbian and women students. West Coast Leaf is an organization that hopes and works to create a society in which differences are respected and supported by the law and by social and institutional policies and practices. West Coast Leaf has made submissions to both the BC Law Society and the Federation of Law Societies of Canada, objecting to Trinity Western's accreditation as a law school. The core problem is that Trinity Western, a fundamentalist Christian institution, requires students and faculty to sign a type of contract with the university called a covenant, which prohibits sexual expression outside of marriage between a man and a woman. Trinity Western also restricts the reproductive rights of its community members. Students and faculty who do not comply with these requirements may be expelled or otherwise sanctioned. I spoke with Laura Track. She's the legal director at West Coast Leaf earlier this week. Here's that interview.
Why is it that Trinity Western's plans for a law school have been so opposed by the legal community?
I think that the reason is that the admissions requirements that Trinity Western imposes on prospective students as well as staff are so antithetical to the laws of Canada and the values of equality and diversity that underlie Canada's Charter of Rights and Freedoms. So as folks probably know, the Community Covenant prohibits sexual expression outside of marriage, which is defined as between a man and a woman. And the covenant also contains language suggesting that it restricts the reproductive rights of its community members as well. Community members are required to state that they will uphold the God-given worth of all persons from conception to death. And that message really says to women in particular that their rights to choose how to make decisions about their own bodies and control their own reproductive rights and freedoms, those rights are constrained, and they're giving over the right to make those choices when they decide to become a member of the university. And so discrimination on the basis of sexual orientation, the way the covenant does, discrimination on the basis of sex, the way the covenant does by prohibiting women's reproductive choice, these are positions that are simply contrary to law, and the legal community has really reacted to the idea of training future lawyers in an institution that itself practices discrimination in its admissions and hiring policies.
How does the concept of freedom of religion, which is also a type of a fundamental expectation in our society, how does that fit into this whole debate?
Yeah. From our perspective, I mean, the freedom of religion is something that is protected in our Charter of Rights and Freedoms, as it should be. And freedom of religion protects a person's right to hold whatever beliefs they wish. That includes the belief that homosexuality is a sin, that abortion is a sin, and we don't contest people's rights to hold those beliefs. But what freedom of religion does not protect is a person's right to create a law school that discriminates and excludes and punishes students on the basis of their sexuality or of their choice to exercise their reproductive rights. So the key distinction is between belief and action, and freedom of religion most definitely protects people's rights to believe whatever tenets of their faith they wish to. But what it doesn't protect is people's rights to act in a manner that discriminates.
Now, Trinity Western, their position is that they're going to continue plans to open a law school. And as part of that, I was reading a news release on their website. They say they're now going to be forced to relitigate an issue, presumably a freedom of religion issue, decided by the Supreme Court of Canada in 2001. Tell us more about that.
So So in 2001, the Supreme Court of Canada decided a case involving the BC College of Teachers and Trinity Western, and a similar issue arose in terms of allowing graduates of Trinity Western's education program to practice as teachers, to become employed in the public schools as teachers. And the court, in considering that issue, was looking for some evidence that teachers trained at Trinity Western would negatively impact the public education system. And they couldn't find any evidence of that because, of course, there is no evidence that teachers trained at Trinity Western are necessarily going to discriminate in their jobs as teachers and that they're going to negatively impact the education environment. Similarly, there's no evidence that lawyers trained at Trinity Western University are necessarily going to discriminate in their practice as lawyers. But the issue is quite different in this context. We're talking about a government decision to offer public accreditation to a discriminatory law school. And I think that when we consider the context in which the Supreme Court of Canada decided the last case involving Trinity Western and the teachers, that was in 2001, before, for example, same-sex marriage was even legalized. We've had great transformation in terms of the legal landscape and the rights that are protected and extended to same-sex couples. And we've also seen changes to family law, for example, that allow members of same-sex partnerships to access benefits that they were denied in 2001. So the law has really shifted. I think that societal values in Canada have also shifted since 2001. We have come to an understanding that discrimination on the basis of sexual orientation is not acceptable in our society, and it's certainly not acceptable in a law school that purports to train future practitioners of the law who are bound to uphold the Constitution and the human rights that it protects.
Laura, are you aware of any other universities or I guess you might say post-secondary institutions that have a religious charter, so to speak, in Canada that have a law school?
No, I'm not. This would be, as far as I know, a very unique school, a very unique situation. And I think what's particularly problematic about the Trinity Western approach is that this covenant creates a binding contract. It creates actual penalties and the possibility of discipline and even expulsion from the university for violation of the covenant's tenets. If TWU restricted itself to having statements of principles, guiding principles for a university that people are sort of expected to deal with without these punitive sanctions attached for violation, I think we'd be dealing with a really different situation. As we were discussing before about freedom of religion, if people want to study and learn at an evangelical Christian university and hold those values themselves, there's nothing to stop them. But the fact that this covenant actually takes those choices away, it restricts people's ability to express their gender identity, to exercise their reproductive rights, and they can be disciplined and punished for violation of the provisions of the covenant. That's what really transforms this into a very problematic situation at TWU.
Now, the West Coast Leaf news release of June the 10th, 2014, which you released just after BC lawyers voted in favor of this motion to declare that Trinity Western University was not an approved faculty of law. One of the sentences, which has a sense or a tone of finality to it, jumped out at me, and I'm just going to quote that. Today's vote was an affirmation of equality, a fundamental value underpinning Canadian law. But what happens next in terms of the BC Law Society? This isn't finished yet, is it?
It's not finished yet. What was inspiring about the vote the other day here in Vancouver, I attended the entire afternoon and listened to the submissions that were made, and listening to folks debate these principles of equality and inclusion and diversity in our profession was really quite something. It was a quite remarkable day, and some very powerful submissions were made. But you're absolutely right. This was a vote of the members of the Law Society. It's not the final word on this. The Law Society's rules provide that the benchers, which is sort of like the board of directors of the Law Society, the benchers have 1 year to implement the decision that that happened this past week from the members, which, as you know, was passed by 77% of the members of the Law Society voting in favor. Over 3,000 lawyers voted in favor of denying accreditation to TWU. And so the benchers have, it's not a decision that's binding on the benchers. They have a year to decide whether or not to implement it. If they don't implement this decision from the members, there are provisions in the rules to allow for a referendum to be called. And so we'll be waiting to see what the benchers do with this decision. From my perspective, it's a very strong mandate to the benchers and directive to the benchers to reverse their decision. We had over 4,000 lawyers participate in the vote, and like I said, 77% of them voting in favor of directing the benchers to reverse their previous decision granting accreditation and to deny TWU that accreditation. So from my perspective, it's imperative on the benchers to act and to act quickly to make that decision in light of the will of the membership. But we don't know what they're going to do. They may well take their time to make that decision. And I think regardless of what the benchers here in British Columbia do, this issue is ultimately going to end up before the Supreme Court of Canada. We already have litigation started in several provinces. An individual has brought an action here in British Columbia against the provincial government for its decision to allow the law school to go ahead. And then in Ontario and Nova Scotia, where the law societies refused to accredit TWU, TWU has brought court cases in those two provinces challenging those decisions. So however things come to pass and whatever the benchers decide, I think that we will see the final word on this issue come down from the Supreme Court of Canada.
I get the feeling we'll be speaking with you again about this at some time in the future.
I don't doubt it.
Laura Track, thank you very much for taking the time to join us.
My pleasure. Nice to speak with you.
Laura Track is the legal director at West Coast Leaf. For more information about their work, go to westcoastleaf.org.
This is a People First Radio podcast. People First Radio is an initiative of Columbian Centre Society in partnership with Radio Malaspina Society and produced at CHLY Community Radio in Nanaimo, British Columbia. The opinions expressed in this interview do not necessarily reflect the opinions of the partnering organizations. Visit us online. Just Google People First Radio to find our webpage.